Still no buffer. Still absolutely.
It's recording.
You know what? I'm driving. So, okay. So this is going to be the first episode of our car clips. And we're adjusting my mic. And this is kind of going to be the testing of how everything sounds. Testing how we're going to wear our mics when we're driving. So we don't feel like total douchebags because of this fluffy mic in front of my mouth. While we're driving, while everyone else is going to work. Okay, so I'm in the car by myself. No. I mean, you know, any kind of feedback would be great.
No, well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we're doing a test run of this right now. So.
Fuck. Yo, son. He's got so much to say when we don't have mics in the car.
Yeah.
And then all of a
I'm
sudden.
I'm tired right now.
I'm tired. I'm tired. Oh, I hear. So it's kind of what this is. Test run. The car clips are not going to really be that long as our original episodes, unless we are on a longer drive, such as going to Myrtle Beach,
challenge.
or we're driving to Tennessee, or any of the longer drives. Obviously, you're going to get longer clips. They'll turn into episodes, but they'll still
right.
be called car clips, and. It'll kind of help, you know, keep us occupied while we're driving. And, I don't know, we get kind of better ideas, too, in the car sometimes than just
right.
sitting in front, you know, at a table in front of mics.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the idea of this is just to see what's going to happen when we're on the road, what we think of, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we go to an event, everything will be fresh in our head while we're leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were trying to do it on our way to and from the Sportsman Classic, but we got the wrong mics. They weren't working out too well.
Well, I got the mics with the wrong connector, so.
Yeah. That's all right.
Which is fine.
We got the new ones, so all is better. So, to give you an example, this whatever amount of time this clip ends up being is going to be basically our run on our way to the range.
Right. Yeah, we're on our way to Saluda River to go do some shooting.
Yeah. So this will, you know, and we might do one on the way back. Then we can kind of freshen our head of how well we did as far as shooting.
How our shooting was for that day.
Yeah. What we could improve. Instead of trying to think back weekly of what went on. Because, I mean... I know, I can't always remember.
Oh, I know.
Everything.
That's for sure.
I mean
we go shooting during the week, and then we don't record till Sunday night, so.
Yeah. Unless we record again in the middle of the week. Which
right.
I do want to record again in the middle of the week. you know, do the whole how to, certain ways that you can customize your skull.
And that's the road noise you might hear from time to time, because they're doing an immense amount of, road construction here in Greenville area.
Yeah. So, if you don't want to listen to the background noise, well, we don't even know how much background noise there's going to really be yet. We won't until we do a couple of these. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to know until I get this into the laptop and do some processing.
Which is fine. These are going to be shorter. If you don't like to listen to it, then just skip to the next episode. If you could care less and you're not picky and you're not, you know, that sensitive about this shit, then listen on. You know, everyone knows how I feel about little fucking snowflakes. So.
Everyone's a snowflake.
Yes. That's our, that's, no, not a general, I was going to say general topic, but not really.
No, our general topic is archery, for the most part.
Yes.
Until you go on tirades about whatever, some topics.
Yeah.
But well, I think I do the same thing, so.
People don't know how to fucking drive either. You'll also hear that on car clips about these morons that are given licenses, which everyone else could, especially if you're listening to us in a car, you could probably relate to these retards. You probably shouldn't have a driver's license. They should be taking the bus, which would probably help out environmentally, cause less accidents, less cars on the road. But.
Yeah, yeah, that is true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they were talking about that stat at work now that with all the new technology that's built into buses and trucks and stuff like that, since I'm a heavy machinery, heavy-duty truck mechanic, that with all the new radars and whatnot, it has actually reduced accidents by 40%.
Oh,
so
you know,
regular cars now are beating trucks in accidents by a lot.
You know what I heard today on the new little news clip? How in Arizona, Uber is testing out self-driving cars.
Yeah, part
is their part of their program.
Yep.
Well, there was the first driverless car. Oh, you heard about this?
Yeah. It ran somebody over.
A driverless car, like a self-driving car, that's supposed to have all that technology in it to not kill someone. I guess it's supposed to be better than human judgment. Actually, hit and killed a woman.
The radar didn't pick the person up, I guess.
Because Uber disabled it. It was a Volvo, and it has technology. The technology used to actually pick up the whole point of being driverless and picking up like objects or whatever or people. Uber disabled it.
Why would they disable that? That's retarded.
For whatever reason, it turned out that they had disabled it, and that is why. I don't know why, but they can't say that the car malfunctioned because the system that was actually put in place was actually disabled.
Oh, wow.
From what I
mean, that's the way people are trying to push everything right now is that machine takeover setup.
Oh, the Terminator?
No. Elon Musk is always warning everyone about don't go into AI stuff because it could be dangerous. No, Tesla's getting involved. He's making these battery-powered trucks, just like his cars, just like the Tesla cars. They're much shorter mileage range, but you know, UPS, FedEx, everybody's starting to order these trucks.
Right.
So.
Oh, the ones that actually will break if they don't feel like you're breaking in time or. Or is that
well, this is supposed
about?
No. This is supposed to be a full electric truck, no diesel fuel at all.
Oh.
So, just like their Tesla cars, no fuel, a silent running truck going down the road.
I don't know. I feel like we have the technology, and there's some individuals out there that are smart enough to figure it out.
Right. Well, I mean, those trucks right now, whoever gets them, it's all gonna. They're gonna have to figure out their mileage runs versus their weight.
Right. Oh, so I wanted to add this side note, since this is kind of like the introductory car clip, kind of, we're figuring it out. These clips may not all be about just archery.
Oh, this might be just be our rambling.
This may be just us bullshitting about some other things. So, to make it clear, so we don't hear people complaining, which, I mean, no one really comments right now, but they might in the future. These are, if you just want to hear just archery and everything, then stick to our, and hunting and that whole, like, bubble of stuff, then stick with our episodes. If you want to just hear some other random stuff mixed in, more so, I should say, then this is what this is going to be. Short little things, just random shit.
Right.
And, yeah, that was my PSA.
Your PSA.
Yeah. Stephanie's PSAs. Ooh, the cop is hiding up
there. Yeah, he's hiding up there.
I have
now.
To say, down in South Carolina, man, these cops are all over these people.
Yeah, if you're on 85 driving through anywhere between Spartanburg and Greenville area, do yourself a favor. The speed limit here is 60 miles an hour on 85. The cops really don't give a shit if you're doing 70. But if you decide to be stupid and do 80 or 75, they are going to come after you really, really fast.
And good. You shouldn't be driving like an asshole. Sorry. You know, you shouldn't, be driving like that. So they're all over the place, but good for them.
Well, they're doing their job.
Ticket some assholes.
Yeah, well, they're doing their job.
Yeah. So you might see car clip, like 1, 2, and like the same day. And that just means we recorded one, this is where we're still figuring it out. We might do, and I'm kind of, like, thinking, is We could do a car clip one going to, and then make a separate one listed for it coming back. So it'd be two separate ones listed.
Right.
In the same day, or if you feel like doing that much editing, which I don't see the point, and just mashing them together, but that takes more editing, and I don't think
it really doesn't take much more editing. It's just copying and pasting. I could just put in a little insert that says, okay, this is, the trip back from the range or whatever. Or if we just, we'll come to that if we decide to do two recordings in a day.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out.
I'm sure there's going to be days where, like, no, today was an absolute shit day at the range. I'm not in the mood to record nothing.
I don't know. I kind of like doing this whole recording thing.
No kidding. I know that.
So,
now you want to do a recording during the middle of the week and everything else.
You might be getting sick of it.
I'm not getting sick of it. I enjoy it. Just like, for once in a while, our daughter to let me get some damn sleep.
Oh. Well. Having an infant.
Yeah, I know. Having a 5-month-old. Oh, soon to be 6-month-old.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you're going to hear a bunch of random stuff from us as we're doing these drives. And hopefully I can get the road noise to a cooperative level where it's not annoying. I did purposely pick microphones that have a very, very large bass cut to them. To get rid of the road noise, because we did a test on our recorder with the built-in microphones, and
it sucked.
While I watched the flow chart, the bass was through the roof just because of the road noise. So I purposely picked microphones that have a large bass cut to kill the road noise. So hopefully everything like this works.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully
and
it's, you know.
It also come down to how we're wearing the mics and.
Yeah, we got to figure out positioning and whatnot.
And stuff like that. You know, it's all testing and everything. But you know what? If you listen to our beginning podcasts, we weren't too worried about the perfect. You kind of work through it.
Well, in the beginning, I mean, our microphone setup was a single microphone on interview mode.
Yeah.
With a shit ton of room noise because our living room in New York was enormous.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of the best way you learn.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, now we have a whole different setup, audio interface, preamps, and, you know, but much better dynamic microphones to record us. And now we're using portable dynamic microphones for this style recording. So we'll see how everything goes, and I'll do tweaking and we'll fix it along the way, just like we did with the normal episodes.
Yeah. So, all right, we are getting to the range.
2 minutes to the range.
So, this is where we'll say ta-ta.
Ta-ta. T-T-F-N.
What?
Ta-ta for now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I have to watch all that Nickelodeon shit with my brother. So, all right, folks, this is the first tryout. We'll see how it goes.
It's not fucking cheerleading squad.
Whatever. First recording from on the road from us. And
trial run.
Trial run. Okay, there you go. So, hopefully this turns out good. I'll do what I can to make everything audibly pleasing. So, have fun. We'll be back.